The buttoning.
The buttoning has occurred.
Well, the buttoning happened before. This is buttoning to Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game with Ellie and Crash and Eo. And they're doing the Sith Logistics Apprentices, in case you didn't know. What happened last time?
Sen got a ship.
That's true. Sen got a critical success on some stuff.
I don't remember. I have other people to do remembering for me.
Hi, I'm other people. We also found a dead body, but then we just stepped over it and continued to explore the ship.
Yep. I'd like to forget about the dead body.
I mean, it's right here in the airlock. Yes, with me, it's hard for me to forget about it right now. There's also might be a dead body in front of me in this other
Luckily,
thing.
Luckily, I'm piloting. And I don't have to have the dead body with me.
I'm in an open airlock with a dead body in the vacuum of space, pulling a thing that might contain a Sith Lord, possibly dead, possibly a Force ghost, over to the ship so we can
possibly
open it up and see what's going on.
Plague.
Yes, possibly infected by whatever it was that turned everybody else into horrible monsters.
That's fine.
Do people even know about rat ghouls?
Everything I know about a rat ghoul I have learned in this campaign.
Excellent.
I assume they're just a stock ghoul. They're off the rack. As opposed to a bespoke ghoul that was custom made.
I mean, these might be bespoke ghouls. You never know. It was on a biotics... Well, not biotics. It was on a tech station that had a lord running it who sphere jumped from biotics. Biotics and tech feud a lot. Technology goes, it's biotech. We should have you. And biotics goes, excuse us over your dead bodies. And they go, don't you mean your dead bodies? And they say, no, we don't.
And when everyone dies, Mysteries comes in and takes it.
Yeah, that's always a concern. Yes. The military spheres would prefer this not happen, so they usually have some people trying to come and take stuff as well, and so will intelligence, depending on if it's interesting. And if something old was in it, you can get ancient knowledge. So mostly you've got laws and justice going, we're going to have to litigate this. And then you've got philosophy going, not my problem, not my problem. Oh no, Force ghosts, those are our problem. So, as I recall, Ran... Cough, cough, did not spend any fatigue whatsoever, cough, 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 to pull the floating life pod out of its trajectory and stabilize it and bring it close enough that the airlock could, so that you could bind it to the airlock area. So it's loosely tethered to the Ashfall right now. I think that's where we ended off, just before you decided to figure out how to open the door.
Oh, I have many ways of opening doors.
You say figure out, like he doesn't have a lightsaber and telekinesis.
And do you want
I mean,
to
I use
damage
one of those,
them?
Yes. Also, there's these buttons, aren't there? There's probably buttons. There's always a button.
There are, in fact, buttons. Since I have made the life pod, I decided that the life pod actually has two entryways. It has a small door on the long side, and it has a very large, you know, open it up door that is not very amenable to fusing with a small, to making a tight seal with a small airlock. Which side did you pull towards you?
Whichever one would have made sense to Ran.
Okay, Ran, which one would have made sense? Do you want to be at the airlock, at the small door, or do you want to have it large door
I'm
to small door?
A bit of a hard time processing this information. Today's been a heck of a week, and I haven't had the issues that some of us have had. So, knowing what Ran knows. Probably having done some form of training in regards to maneuvers, possibly with flags in space, would have turned things so that it would be easy for entrance, egress, and jettisoning into space if it's a problem.
Well, then you're going to want the smaller one. After all, there's less of it. And It's going to be easier to get through because one does not simply walk into Mordor.
We used that joke last week, but that time it was me. I'm okay with this. It's called a callback. Yes, I know. Just making sure you know. Oh, dear Criff, there's more than one disembodied voice.
I have to fulfill my quota of references to previous games.
Fair and valid.
After all, now that I know that I'm not the only character.
I've been here the whole time. Along with my friend Sam.
Yes, but somebody else plays you.
Meanwhile, Sam is inside the airlock, but without a vacuum suit, so he's just lying there asphyxiating.
You know, when Beth mentioned placing walls, I think she missed the fourth one.
Okay. With a little bit, I'll just adjust the thing here. With a little bit of futzing around, because you do have some little tiny in-atmosphere flaps on your ship here. You never know, it might have been a Sam. You can, in fact, with only a slight twisting of things, set it up so that you can extend the very tough, durable... It could be a docking tunnel if you wanted it to be further out, but it's mostly you've connected the two little things like airports have. You know, you go out on the walkway and then there's this fabric thing that seals up right next to the plane, like that, but for space.
And in the airlock docking ring bind them, yes. What socket?
Yes, and in the airlock dock, yes. So, who's going to step onto the life pod?
I mean, in fact,
find buttons.
I'm ready.
After all.
You can press.
Hmm?
After all?
Well, I think not me, and probably not Sen, because of the three of us, there's only one in the decompressed airlock.
Yeah, Sen could open the door. It would help decompress the rest of the ship and suck both of you in.
I'm just trying to see what Ran can see. Sorry.
Nothing right now.
That's
right. Yeah. There is a large rectangle drawn out here. Other than that.
Cameras. Okay. Let me.
I see more
rectangles. I've put everybody else in the airlock for pretend.
Sen, you did open the door.
So you can see.
Oh no. Everything is shifted 90 degrees.
This is assuming that you have pressed the button and gotten and opened up the door into the life pod, which appears to be a small airlock door.
Beth, I pressed the button 10 minutes ago. You asked me to.
You opened the life pod airlock, I presume. The small
that
door.
That too. We're horrible. And by
do you
we,
see
anyway.
My expression in your mind, Crash? Do you see my expression in your mind?
It's like when I go into the main office during dismissal and I ask if they've dismissed bus 314 yet. There is no bus 314.
Aye, bus pie.
But they check the list real quick anyway because they haven't realized yet. And then they make a face at me. Yes, I know this face. I know this face well. I have not learned my lesson.
It's where you put your elbow on the chair arm, you put two fingers up to your temple, you sort of rest your head on those two fingers, and you look at someone. That expression.
The administration at my school don't need to pose like that to give the proper look.
Yes, but I'm overdramatic, so I'm going to.
Oh my gosh, Ellie. How long did it take you to craft this masterpiece? Do you see what I see? Said the airlock man to the Sith outside. We don't, for the reason. you are in there and we are out here. We would die in vacuum, we fear. Well, then you just haven't leveled up your telekinesis other enough yet. Okay, I am in the airlock. I have pressed a button.
Okay, you press the button from the Ash Falls airlock and step through into the life pod airlock and dance.
We spin in
There's
space.
Artificial gravity in here. There's artificial gravity. You only have a brief moment of vertigo when you step over the tiny strip that is between the two gravity fields. I mean, I suppose you can try to magnetize yourself to the ceiling if you feel like it. It's an airlock. You could, now that you are all meshed together, probably go back or tell Sen over your radio to go ahead and pressurize the airlocks for actual passage with air.
One small step for me, one giant leap for someone who is way smaller than me, like a Jawa or someone.
You can't hear me sighing. Shame.
There appears to be some type of door in front of me. We've been trying to open it for the past 5 minutes.
Well, it will not want to open voluntarily until you have equalized the pressure by either closing the door to your airlock and repressurizing this one, or pressurizing both of them. I assume you're doing that.
Okay, fine.
One or the other. Pick one.
Pressurize the airlock.
The one you're in, or both of them?
The one I'm in.
Okay. You close the door behind you, then.
Well, the door behind me was already closed.
That's true.
Also,
I do
it
have
seems
that
to be locked.
Locked. There. Now you can close it. Well, that's right.
It was closed before.
Here, then. Well, now it's more closed.
No. It's not more closed unless I use telekinesis other. Or lightsaber. This roll is for the bit. I'm not actually using telekinesis other to force close it. Yes, Ellie, this one closes to 11.
Well, once it is pressurized, you may open the door into the interior thing without the life pod complaining. No one apparently hit the lock button on it.
Oh, look. Now what I can see is canon.
Yes. It's an empty space with a bunch of chairs in it. And, oh, look,
oh, hello.
There's a body. Or someone lying down, anyway.
My, you're a tall one. I get on the little intercom thing and say, Sen and Tuxa, good news. I've found a corpse. Probably. It's most likely a corpse. It could still be walking. You know the kind of missions we've had.
I know the kind of mission we're on.
Look, there isn't an invisible lizard trying to eat me right now. So, I'm taking this in stride. Anyway, the airlock is pressurized. Come on in. I guess air is fine? I'm not taking this helmet off right now. This is not because Rand can't find the latches, and he doesn't know why anyone brings that up.
You do still have your breath masks, too, as I recall. So you're at least filtering the air.
As we recall, Rand needed help zippering it up. Anyway.
We've gotta.
My favorite part of the job.
This is a, well, it's roomy if you consider it to be a life pod that could hit hyperspace and actually get somewhere. So, you know, it's not as tiny as it could be. It's got a whole bunch of chairs. They look reasonably comfortable. It's got one pilot station up at the front, a couple of secondary scanning ones. It's got some cabinets and a little door off to one side. And it's got a dead body. Door off to one side probably leads to a tiny fresher. And Tuxa walks over to the body.
This life pod is larger than my first apartment.
It's larger than my current apartment.
You could ask.
It does, however, have seats for 14 people. Cramming 14 people into it might be a bit much. Plus,
yes,
it might expect more people to be there, and those are only the seats for the people who get to, like, hit the recline button and try to sleep. You know.
To be fair,
got a couple of cabinets.
It's just me and the droid, whose name Ram would remember, but the player has completely forgotten.
Annie or something, yes.
Yeah. We don't need a lot of space. Wouldn't know what to do with it.
And Tuxa, psychometry by 4.
This one I'm doing through the glove.
That's reasonable. You have a sense that there has been the corpse has been here for a while. It's not looking good. Some of the not looking good does not look like natural rotting. In fact, it looks a little bit less rotted in some ways than you would expect. You have a sense of surprise, anger, fighting, fear, wound, being wounded. There are wounds on, gashes like claws and places where maybe a training saber hit and bite something bit. And the, you know, safety, relief, a bit of rueful self denigration for daring to feel relieved about this, and then a dawning horror and a resolve, and the final wound that killed him is a lightsaber through the heart, and it is still in his hand.
Ooh, party favor.
It's his saber through the heart.
I don't actually say that.
What was it I didn't catch?
Ooh, party favor.
Wasn't the best party, but the favors were to die for. Oof. Someone had to say it.
Basically, Antuxa, he ran away from something that he was fighting, indistinct and in the darkness, and he got onto this thing and was going, staggering over to get med kit things and realized what was going on and promptly-ish decided that he would rather suicide than have this keep up.
Didn't want to turn he into one of the other things.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, look, I've found a door. And a button. There's a button.
Yes, the store has a button. You may open the door if you desire.
Do I see any signs that indicate what this button and door lead to?
There is the universal, well, imperial anyway, symbol for a fresher.
I check for paladins. This will not
there's
get
a little
old.
Sink. There's a little sonic sink thing. It might
that
even
toilet
have
toilet is bigger
water
than my
option.
Character.
Sorry about that. Some people with some pure bloods grow very tall and whatnot. Little sonic shower, little potty. You know, if you need to shower, you stand in there and you hit it.
I do not currently have an emergency.
Probably a good idea. You're in a suit.
The suit cleans itself.
And I don't know if you hooked up. I don't know if you hooked up the. Never mind.
Probably did not. However, I have telekinesis other 23. If I have to clean things, I'm not touching them.
You. There is that. Most of the back half, well, top half in this case, of the life pod is one very large door ramp that would flip open and was probably where people were expected to run into and then close.
So open this, we are exposed to the vacuum of space. 2/3 of my party will have their force ghost haunt me until the end of time.
Yes.
I'm not pressing that button.
Also, it's locked. I mean, it
I'm not checking
to
see.
Override. You'd have to override it.
Lock just means didn't try hard enough, but I'm not going to try hard enough.
True.
Obviously, this guy has a lightsaber in his hand. Does he have anything on him that's like a data pad or thumb drives, pocket computer?
He has his personal comm unit.
I should have probably made this roll.
You find his personal comm unit.
Huh. Well, that's probably not going to be very useful for us, unless someone has a different opinion.
Apparently he was caught when he either didn't have his usual data pad, or he dropped it during the fight, or something. He used it to parry something in the mouth. You know, who knows?
I feel a lot worse in retrospect about how up close and personal I was getting with a bunch of those things.
Hmm. Oh, speaking of which, here, catch.
Thanks. I
will send the lightsaber.
Oh, thanks.
Can't go wrong with the spare.
Besides, we should, you know, bring it back.
Indeed.
The lightsaber vibrates in the force to Sin's touch in a way that suggests that it's going in the way of old crystals. Well, at least I'm not floating out here forever. You'll do.
Now I'm picturing a fight where somebody else has a saber staff and they ignite it and they got the two blades. And Sen ignites their saber staff and the other lightsaber. Like, I win. Three fast attacks per turn.
Bit tricky to see how that would work, but, you know.
Poorly. Unless you have, like, you know, lightsaber 18 or something.
I mean, I suppose you there's always...
need more than that.
I suppose there's always, like...
start spending those points, shop.
Right. You know, the one piece where there's the guy who has three swords, one of them clutched in his teeth whenever he fights.
I'm
not just... where I'm putting a lightsaber. By the
We've
hill.
Seen what happens when you do that. Yes.
Not even by the hilt.
It's the Leku.
You don't
want
to tie it to one of your Leku?
No.
No.
Like a scorpion?
I just want to see Sen get to the point with lightsaber skills that Ran is with telekinesis other, to the point where, well, you need to have this thing carved into an exact duplicate of a roll. I do it. Cutting a hole through a door with a lightsaber and it's made to be a perfect silhouette of Sen.
Well.
But Sen spends points in more than just one skill, so that's going to take a bit longer.
And Tuxa has an idea. You have the personal comm? Someone should examine the call log on it.
Yes. I didn't want to interrupt what was going on.
Oh, well. That's all right. I'll interrupt it. I'm the GM.
I think what was going on was not productive.
This is true.
Yeah, but I still don't like interrupting.
Also, I'm assuming the call log is not something that requires a lot of skill. I hope.
Sven is still going to make... Mechanical aptitude, just made it. I figure that's a plus one. And success, just made it. Between the two of you, you get the call logs. The comm unit has clearly been being used as a pager by various people. There's one for security. Oh, there's three for security. Oh, there's actually a lot of The logs on this comm suggest that there were a lot of unanswered calls from security in a brief period about a couple weeks ago, thereabouts, you know. You can pinpoint it fairly well. They seem to be the sort of, you know, voicemail that would be expected from a station being overrun by screaming womp rats, life-draining, monkey lizards and invisible Sleen, and apparently monsters with training sabers, and then just monsters, and then the calls stop. A lot of the other stuff, it's various people, you know, the call logs are you know, doctor this, doctor that, etc. A lot of doctors on here for a tech station.
I assume Tech has doctorates. Now, I suspect what the doctorates are in is rather biotics-y, but, like, it's not the doctorates. It's literally everything else about this.
I'm a little concerned that Foundry just zoomed in on my character without me pressing any buttons.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's because I accidentally said something and you have it set to zoom in on the speaker.
So it zoomed into Antuxa and everyone else came along for the ride.
Pretty much.
I didn't see anything from Antuxa, but okay.
That's right.
I'll explain it.
That's interesting. Right. I didn't lower the...
I was expecting there to be some dramatic event of the corpse getting up and, you know, addressing us with a evil monologue before trying to strike us down.
All right, that's why I wanted to make a note for myself. Did I make a note for myself? I made a note for myself.
I'm concerned that you're making a note after that exact comment from me. This is a oops gave the GM an idea moment, isn't it?
I think the GM had that idea already.
Oh, you can't hear me whistling innocently.
Oh, no. No, that came through.
Oh, good. Glad to know.
I wouldn't say it was much of a whistle or an innocently, but there were definitely sounds being heard.
Okay.
Also, that halo is still tinfoil wrapped around a pipe cleaner.
I'm gonna check if he left any messages or anything. Like, I don't know, don't mess with this place on pain of turning into horrible zombie monsters.
A little late for that, though.
Sin. Is that a second? No, that's... Go ahead and give me another computer ops on this one. Three mechanical apt. Made by 5 computer ops. The computer came alive when someone came into the room because it was just on a standard little standby. There was a command to launch, and there is a command to record, but honestly, you already found the security logs here. You made it by 5. Here's the security logs you could probably get even before the command to record if you want. I assume you want to play it?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you are going to, you know, everyone else is going to hear it. Unless you're hiding it for some reason from your fellow apprentices.
Astonishingly, I don't think I have anything to hide from them, really.
Okay. They know you're good with machines, so, yeah. Basically, you can get a video from the security cam that is located, oh, hey, there it is, basically just in front of the airlock, of this person staggering through. The computer identifies the person with, you know, it did a quick scan of his Imperial ID chip for, let's see, where did that go? Felid, Lord Felid. Let me paste that in so I can remember. Lord Felid staggered in, wounded, somewhat drippy, went over to one of the cabinets, pulled out some stuff, you know, medical equipment, you assume, looked at various wounds, you know, did a scan, looked sort of horrified, put things back in the cabinet, closed it, stepped back, said, record, plague. It is a plague. The Taurus additive is dangerous. And then he took out his lightsaber and held it to his breast and ignited it.
Guys?
Yes, dear.
I want to know that, I mean, okay, look, you know me, you know I don't want you to think I'm saying this out of divided loyalties.
All right.
If certain kinds of people get their hands on that plague, on a plague that can take out force users just as easy as anybody else, someone's going to get the criffing awful idea to, like, dump it on Republic planets somehow. Someone's going to look at this and go, ooh, bioweapon. We got to destroy that Taurasian additive.
Oh, right. The horrors are bad. Okay. Sorry, I got distracted.
Well, you are standing next to a corpse of a lord.
A lord who may eventually rise as a ghost.
Oh, Dr. Lord, I'm sorry.
It's probably going to take a while. Yeah, Dr. Lord. And Tuxu would sense that with the touching the corpse.
Anyway, the horrors are bad because if someone gets that criffing terrible idea into their head, then that's definitely going to lead to the whole thing getting, like, completely uncontained and coming back to bite, you know, us.
Literally. Perhaps.
Yeah, that's why I said it like that.
Yep. We do have enough problems with Sphere of Mysteries, to be quite honest.
Or if we don't destroy it, we need to make really criffing sure it ends up with someone we can actually trust, not to go bioweapon happy and inflict a zombie plague on the whole galaxy because they thought they had a great idea.
We are still transferring everything we were able to find to the ship we came in on, correct?
Correct.
Is it possible for us to search that data from here?
if you also press into service the life pod computers, probably yes, but it will A, slow down the transfer of data, and B, be kind of a tricky mess.
Can we, maybe not from here, but from the ship or get back on the station, connect remotely? Hold on.
Gesundheit, so to speak.
So to speak.
So to speak.
I'm not specifically focused on we need to connect via the ship that we came in on, but I want to search the data that we have access to see where this additive might be stored, and if perhaps there is some formula for that additive that is in the records, or if it's just, hey, we found mystery compound X. Turn your entire space station into a plague vessel with one weird drop of this.
The fastest way would be to find a working computer on the station. And yes, we've been playing for a while, so once you decide what you want to do with this, and then we answer Antux's... Actually, we should answer Antux's question first.
Oh, yes. Our guest...
Yes. Do you have internal cameras on the Fury? I would assume that you do.
Okay. I would like to check those, if I can.
Give me a computer ops roll. Part of this is making sure that you actually remembered to do things like authorize yourselves for remote contact. Yep. Okay. Rand makes computer ops by 1, Antuxa by 3. Antuxa. You did, in fact, remember to authorize yourself before you left. You can, in fact, access the cameras. And there is a cage that you left somebody in that looks like it might have a hole in it. And on that note, let's take a break. 5-minute break. Keep it at 15.
We're fine so long as they don't know how to open doors.
Risk everything.
It's now pressed, and we will miss all of the glorious composer puns. The puns that we compose for our own enjoyment.
Well, all right.
You know, I think I can hear music playing from this corpse, but it's playing backwards.
Well, oh, he's decomposing.
He's decomposing.
You know,
see,
you can see
you didn't
the pun.
Miss all our composer puns, dear listener.
No, that was a decomposer pun. It's 100% different. Actually, it's 180 degrees different.
Because it's backwards.
You can see the pun coming from a mile away and still enjoy the experience.
They do say it's cold in space. 180 degrees different.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Celsius, anyway. Fahrenheit, or Kelvin?
Kelvin.
Rankine, dear.
Mm?
Rankine. It's like Kelvin, but for Fahrenheit.
What?
I immediately had a visceral reaction to that I'm not sure I can parse how the reaction was. But there was a reaction to
like
Fahrenheit,
like absolute,
but for Kelvin.
Absolute 32? Okay. I'll look at that later, because otherwise there'll be a very large gap that Crash will have to.
There is a rabbit hole that one can very quickly fall down when going to a Wikipedia article about a relatively obscure type of temperature scaling.
Yes, exactly.
It does seem, if I'm to reference what we were doing before the break. Rand says, as he quickly polishes off one last donut from Craft Services, our guest has broken containment and may be intelligent enough to use doors and strong enough to not be put under.
I think if everything was a pretty concise way to express that, yes.
We should wrap up here and go take care of that. Well, we still have a ship to take care of.
Agreed.
All right. Are we towing this life pod back, or allowing this to be the final resting place of Lord Felid here?
I have mixed feelings about that. Clearly, the plague concerned them enough that they took their own life. I'm not sure they'd want a chance that what they have partially become could be used to spread things further. On the other hand, there are honors to bestow, I suppose.
I mean, if you're careful, this lie might be going very far. If you set it to station keep at this location, it can probably even do so fairly well.
All right, let's do that.
A hut world.
Computer
as the residents look up at the sky, as an escape pod forms a trail of light as it enters the atmosphere.
Tuxa, computer ops by 8. That is enough that you can, in fact, instruct it to stay in this general location. It may drift a little bit slowly, but it can. It's a life pod. It does have some fairly user-friendly options. One of them is a button that says jump to Drum and Cuss.
I'm not convinced that we shouldn't blow the life pod up.
I don't necessarily disagree, but as long as it's station keeping here, it's a choice we can make later.
I kind of want to disable that jump option, just in case a malevolent zombie wakes up in there.
Fair enough. I'll lock the controls to my signal.
Okay. Give me another one of those, but don't fail by too much. Another ops roll.
I haven't failed one yet. I say just made making it.
Technically not a fail.
You can. Mm-hmm.
I saw those 2 sixes on the dice and I got worried.
Yeah, I was getting worried there too. You can lock it to your own biosignature, password, whatever you pick. You're a little concerned that this would be a fairly easy thing to unlock if someone has enough intelligence to poke around in some of the other menu options. You haven't noticed a lot of intelligence even from the former acolytes, so
yes, it's the probably rules that we've seen so far have been characterized by intelligence, good sense, and precision.
Crit failures abound. I think that one has unluckiness. The dice say so. 3 crit failures.
They're your dice.
Never mind. And the dice hate them.
On my mind. I'm saying this while we're heading back to the
Oh, look, a void. Sen, the ship has undocked.
Do you think that's sufficient?
Say that again, Antuxa, please.
Sen, do you think that's sufficient? It's locked to my command and will stay here until I tell it to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that's good enough. Thanks.
All right.
Switching everyone back to the Ashfall.
Something I've been concerned about is whether this plague can be backformed from someone who's been already affected by it.
I was trying not to think about that.
Well, I think we do have to think about it because it affects our decision-making. We've invited 2 of them to come with us.
We did invite 2 of them to come with us, but we then killed 1 of them.
No, we've got the one who's stuck in this room, and we've got the one who's stuck on our ship.
Yes, but we didn't
I'm assuming
invite
she's turned
them.
Into a monster at this point.
Well, yes. Well, some people wake up angry. So there's that possibility. But I'm not going to say it's a strong one. Banter aside, I'm still very interested in checking out the ship. My MREs may have been decimated.
The image does appear to have at least 1 box of MREs has been broken into, and many of them were strewn across the floor.
Exactly 1/10 of them, and therefore decimated in the original connotation.
Indeed.
All right, how are we going to approach this? Well, okay, first.
With Sen Ren, piloting,
can we bring
most
you
likely.
Inside? Can we bring you inside and get you out of that suit?
I don't know. I kind of grown accustomed to the color scheme. Rand says as he comes inside and begins trying to take the suit off.
Let me help you. You can't reach the zipper.
Would this be a telekinesis self or other role?
Other. Also, you will have to get eyes on the zipper, use a skill you don't have to see
what's
it in
the, minus,
the force.
What's the minus?
For not having eyes on it, unless you can get it a look in a mirror or something, that's minus 10.
I'm not doing this to try to succeed. I'm doing this because Ran, for reasons
actually,
that 50, makes
50
sense
chance.
To Ran. Pretty close to that. I need to hit a 13.
You might make it.
Ram feels the need to attempt this because of how secure he is in his telekinesis other. I'm banking on this not working. And also, I am not expecting this to work.
I mean, a 13 is not a bad roll.
And that's a crit fail! It didn't matter what the minuses were. That is three sixes.
You attempt to mess with your zipper by visualizing it very hard, and you give yourself a wedgie.
I pulled up instead of down. Oh, no.
Yep.
I think
everyone else sees Rand's suit sort of crawl and try to crawl upwards in horrible, weird ways.
Yes, I think I would like some help getting out of the suit. It seems to be chafing.
You're welcome. There.
I'll be fine when I'm out of the suit. And Tuxa, be a friend. And motioning pitifully at his back.
I don't know, darling. I've an atomic body like that, you might be radioactive. She's saying this as she goes over to start helping.
The banter will continue even as we move the plot forward.
I'm crying, laughing.
You're welcome, Beth. This is exactly why I was attempting this role. Sometimes someone needs to be hoisted by his own petard.
There was certainly a hoist missing.
I chose my words specifically.
What did you do to this?
That's a made by six roll for a fashion textile to find out what the criff I did to the spacesuit.
Well, apparently some yanking happened, and it did not yank in the correct direction, so it obviously Rand visualized it upside down and took his holdout. Okay. And took his lightsaber. Oh dear.
Concerns. There are many concerns. I have all of the concerns.
Now hold very still.
Rand holds very still.
No, these rolls are jokes.
Oh, I don't know. I can actually see it just igniting the saber as she pulls down on the zipper with her other hand.
And Tuxa says, "What? 1 second. This will only take a moment." And then Rand just hears a lightsaber ignite behind him.
I don't have my scissors.
You do not actually need the scissors to get Ran out of the suit, but if you want to terrorize him.
No. He's in enough pain.
Mostly my pride.
All right.
Mostly my pride. Anyway, while Sun's doing the piloting, I think I'm going to work on my meditation.
Right, yeah, piloting. I should be piloting and not watching.
Piloting and not watching.
Ran will walk like a cavalry person who has been in the saddle for 10 hours over to one of these very comfortable-looking, not wedgie-inducing chairs. And you can make some comments about how these chairs are not very comfortable, but by comparison...
By comparison, you can sit down and make whatever adjustments to your personal garments you need to adjust. And
don't worry, darling, I'm not helping you. I'm just walking in the same direction you are and very close to you.
Rance meditate fails. Would you like to, pilot the ship? I'm going to want one.
Can I aptitude to this?
You can aptitude this. Made by 7. This ship
really likes Sen.
Yes, this ship really likes Sen.
Skip forward 30 sessions. Sen and the ship are in front of an altar.
Sen has made a piloting by 12 with that bonus. Very nice. I'm not going to ask you to make more piloting rolls. Remind me that I don't need to do that because you're just You're doing great here. What do you want to do besides deftly disengage from the life pod and head over to the Fury?
I want to connect to the airlock, Sep.
Okay. You can deftly maneuver.
The number of working spacesuits here is...
down by one.
Yeah, and mine's still on the station.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where... no, stop that. Where did I leave the Sen on this map?
Ran is still really bad at meditating.
There's the Sen on this map.
It's almost as if he's never tried to improve that skill.
Whoops.
He never felt that he needed it.
Hmm. Okay, the airlock on your Fury is in the rear, and there's an option of setting down a ramp if you're inside a docking thing instead, but mostly it's a little platform on the upper rear. It's a little bit tricky to manage. You'll have to extend your docking hose to, what's the right word, mesh properly. But with that role, absolutely can do so. You can also trigger the Fury to extend its own docking hose that of meat in the middle, and there will be a slight you're slightly diagonal to it, but hey, that's fine. You just sort of make a big jump and you're all Sith. You can catch your footing. I will not make you make dex rolls unless you think it's funny. So, you're on the ship. I added walls to the ship. I'm so pleased. You're in the docking bay.
The ship
no one else is in the docking bay.
Different to you.
Map walls.
Also, isn't it weird that when we try to walk north or south, we have to do a zigzag?
Yeah, I made it hexes instead of squares. Sorry.
Oh, no. Hexagons are the bestagons. Don't ever be sorry for hexes. But I will continue to be amused that if you try
Sen
to walk...
will take the lead.
Are you invisible?
Good question. Let's find out.
Yes, you are, in fact, invisible.
Barely.
I'm just kind of barely, but you know.
Look at me, I'm a distraction.
There are all the normal little beep, boop, hum, hum, hum sounds that, you know, you come from your... ah, Tux is very invisible. Very good. All the usual little humming sounds that come with the ship. Ran has failed stealth by four.
I'm so quiet, being quiet. Look at me, I'm super quiet.
I am going to stab you.
I think I would make more noise if you did. Briefly.
There's a door normally here. At least it's a blast door, but it's open. There.
I laughed because I was about to go through the door and then it closed in my face.
And Tuxa has made her stealth by seven.
I was never here.
Right. As the only one here, I guess I will take point.
Sen makes seven stealth by eight.
You will not.
You're not here. Shush.
I'm going to let the two of you fight over.
Ram was fully expecting Sen to still be in the lead, but no one can see Sen. So,
bonk.
To bonk. Anyone else, Ran is taking point.
You go into the hallway that leads between an engineering section and the cargo section that you left the person in the expendable cage, you know, the collapsible cage. It's a bit more collapsed than it was. It looks like the guest managed to struggle out of the remainder of their suit that they were in. Although it's been left out, just draped over the cage, so maybe they got out first. It looks a little tattered. The door to the isolation cage is broken down.
You're bearing the lead. How are the MREs?
Well, one of the boxes looks like someone absolutely crunched through it and ripped several open and devoured it messily. And I, unfortunately, need to take a pause to put away groceries, fascinatingly enough. Can you hit the button?
Groceries acquired. Well, not by me.
Indeed.
But,
No, in fact, your groceries are this whole box has been scattered and several of them have been ripped open, and it looks like someone just like stuck their face in it or maybe scooped out handfuls of, you know, MRE goop mashed potatoes, and there's food mess on the floor, and well, and someone sort of wiped their hand off on, you know, the side of the door as they passed through it.
We'll need to work on manners, but at least they seem to have good taste.
I'm more worried about whether they think we have good taste.
I'm more worried about whether they think we taste good.
That's what I meant.
Well, they've eaten a good 1/10 of my supplies, so if we're fortunate, we'll find them in a food coma. Also, they ate all of the chicken marsala.
What's a chicken?
I don't know. I've only ever encountered them in MRE form.
And Tuxa leaves that area and is striding through the main room that has, like, the bench where you sit down and you, you know, it's got a little place to eat, etc. It's got the great big holocom in the middle. Come on, you need to play Star Trek. Star Wars The Old Republic, Twitter, MMO. You know, you know how the Fury looks, right? Right. Ran is looking at the little corridor that leads to the bridge.
Ran is thinking, where would I go to look at all the internal cameras to see where someone might be?
The bridge is certainly one location, and the area where Antuxa is would be another.
Well, then Ran would probably make a beeline for the area where Antuxa is, because that's closer, and also has a commanding view of the center of the ship.
You can probably call it up on your great big holo-emitter holocom there.
Oh,
I figure it does more than just giant talky.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm going to pretend I know how to do that. That is a success
by five
for pretending I know how to do that. I pretend so hard I actually know how to do it.
You call up a wireframe display of the ship that will, if you touch an area in it, enlarge it with the what they can see inside it. So you, you know, touch the place where you are and it sees you. It does not see Antuxa. Occasionally, no telling where Sen is at the moment. Sen's looking in engineering. Okay.
It doesn't see Antuxa. I hit the rewind button until I see someone walking through this room, but that isn't me.
Well, you've been here. You only have to rewind for, you know, you've probably been traipsing around for at least a couple hours, all told, since you left the ship. So, yes. You see, staggering through someone in a, you know, spacer, you know, clothing. It doesn't look like one of the security people that you would assume. It looks like a civilian clothing. Sort of looking an unhealthy color, but it's a little hard to tell because this is currently being a holo thing, and those are always a little bit iffy unless they're really high quality. Staggered over to the medical bay and closed the door.
I think I found our friend.
Hmm?
They're in the medical bay.
Convenient.
I still can't see either of you, so I'm just going to pretend you're getting into position. I'll open the door from here.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Ran makes a face like someone just said, I'm going to kick your puppy.
I think we're going to knock on the door. No one can hear the knocking sounds I made.
Alas, no, they did not come through. Crash, make a knocking sound.
That probably sounded... Actually, I don't even think that picked up on your end.
Nope, it wouldn't. But if it picked up on OBS, that'll do.
My knock sounds like rolling dice. How about that?
Well,
then we'll knock on the door.
There is no response. This lack of response drags on for however long.
I assume there's a ship-wide intercom system.
You can use a ship-wide intercom system. You could probably access the cameras in the med bay if you wanted to. You didn't say you wanted to.
Yeah, sure. Why not? After all, we've
there
been able to see what's in room 14 for quite some time because of holes in the walls.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Yeah.
Thumb of a billy goat. Okay, let's see. Dead gum griffin riffin, of course. And you?
Frazza, Frazza.
That should be all. Griffing. Okay.
Okay, I activate the cameras in room 14.
Okay, the current... there's someone who definitely looks like there's something weird about their tome, but this is, you know, the black and white pale holocom thing. Sitting at the medical desk, sort of grimly doing something at the controls there.
Okay.
Occasionally pounding the arms of the chair that's there.
Sen and Tuxa, anyone else prefer to have the conversation? I'm perfectly happy to screw this up. And Tuxa makes a beeline for the room we're in.
Oh, no. And Tuxa had gone to where the intercom is in-game.
Oh.
Very reasonable. Yes, so the intercom is usually activated in there. I would assume you can technically activate it in a lot of different places, but...
I'm sure.
Yeah.
The intercom would be far less useful if you could only ever access it in one spot to talk to anywhere on the ship. Otherwise, you can only listen.
Yeah, I think usually it gets used there to call people to come there.
Oh, Ram would abuse that heavily. But only if you were a friend.
Oh. Well, I guess we call.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Can they hear me? Can you hear me now?
The person, I assume you're watching, jumps, swings around to try to get at where the calm sound is coming from, which is probably by the door, honestly. It looks like snarling, grabs the back of the chair, and seems to be panting over it.
All right, well, we didn't want to distract you. We just wanted to let you know that we're here and wanted to check in on you.
The person, probably female, sort of swings her, shaking her head, not in a no, but in a sort of swinging it side to side, like she's agitated.
We've learned by now what was being researched on that station, or enough of it to have some idea of what's happening to you. I wish we had better news, but the best news I can give is that at least one person there managed to retain themselves to a degree. If you can hold on, then...
Her shoulders shake with some kind of emotion. Crying, laughing, a little hard to tell.
Could be both. Why not both?
Indeed. She goes patting around on her clothes and says in a rather harsh voice that sounds like bad things are happening in her throat, "Data pad. Suit.
We'll go get the data pad from your suit.
Preventative.
Preventative.
Suit. Pad.
Right. Sen.
I like the sound sprints. Of that.
Sen goes very, very fast.
Yes, in fact, I'm going to roll for fast.
How about Sen a death reaches made a corner by four? And whoosh!
Sen wall walks when going around a corner.
Basically, yes.
Sen has achieved Sen goes peak anime. Zoom.
Yes, that is what combat adept is for. And occasionally telekinesis self. There's the suit. The suit has some sealed pockets that are for gear, you know, tools usually. You rip open, I assume, the pockets, and there is in fact a data pad here. It even looks functional.
I'm going to get the data pad. I'm going to do a check over for any hypos of anything.
In an interior pocket, there is one hypo that appears to be probably still fine, not broken.
And if it's a preventative, she's probably too far gone for it to help. But, okay, I'm back. Got the... Sen will stop Zoom. Being invisible.
Zoom.
Probably stopped when they did combat eject.
Yeah, probably. Yes, Sin appeared and went zoom.
What's the point in wall walking if you're not visible to everyone when you do it?
It's a little bit hard to hold both at once anyway.
I have it. I have them.
Put inside door. Close door.
Then we'll do as asked.
Door open. Door close. Put the data pad back.
No, that's the point. We were supposed to bring the data pad to her. We're not putting it back.
And the hypo. Let's see. How are you doing, dear? Oh, that actually works. She lunges as soon as the door closes for the hypo and quickly injects herself. Opens up, gets to the data pad, sort of paws at it and manages, unlock the thing and is scrolling through stuff. Dragging it over. This is not someone who has a very healthy sense of what they're doing. Dragging it over and trying to slot it into the data ports on the med computer. Download. Dr. Vodira, download. Authorization Vodira 6673. Download everything. Synthesize more. These are not necessarily commands that your computer is going to be recognizing.
I have a question.
Ask.
I would like to try to use mechanical aptitude with will.
All right, and what are you mechanically aptituding?
I want to make the ship's computer recognize these commands.
Go for it.
And I am going to dump 3 fatigue into it.
Go for it.
All right, so that's will, and my will is 3 points higher than my int, and...
Made it by 6. Okay. You get the computer to recognize the voice commands. There's the data. Yes, suck the data in. There's a fair amount of data in here, and honestly, Sen, you're kind of being the computer right now. You are sucking in the data. You are that says counter agent. And that's probably what she wants to synthesize more of. It is a biotics ship. You do have a small synthesis machine.
All right. Send the command to the synthesizer and...
Percy, are you okay? One moment, Cap. All right. This little synthesizer, the medbay one, that is in one of the wall panels there next to the... computer starts churning away happily. She
has a palm pressed up against the wall of ship here.
Mm-hmm. You are definitely... Sin is clearly doing something in the force, and you probably even feel it a little, especially with the fatigue spent. That's going to take...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Griff. There's biotics data all over my brain.
You have so many chemical formula here.
Oh my gosh, it's the whole mathematical symbol meme. But...
Yes.
It's molecules.
Yes.
And Sen is just as confused as the confused math lady. But the synthesizer knows what they mean.
Yes. The synthesizer is... was induced to take this data and is now going, yes, I can make this, and is making it. Little warnings are pinging up that this is depleting certain rare reservoirs of ingredients a little bit, but it can make enough for, at least half a dozen doses, maybe a full dozen. She is moving up against the thing and sort of watching the little tick, tick, tick. It figures that the first dose will be in about 15 minutes. She's staring at it intently as if this will make it go faster.
The progress bar slides over to 98% and then slows to a crawl.
Yeah. Well, probably gets halfway there, but okay. And Chooksa, Is there anything that you wish to be doing?
I am watching with fascination. And also, yes, I will have gone and checked to see if my research materials are still there.
It looks like she made, if not quite a beeline to the medical bay. As soon as she saw the med bay, she went in there.
Well, of course, she's going to make a beeline. She'd have to make a zigzag. We've talked about that.
Actually, she could do pretty well with it if she goes straight. The hexes are even rows and not even columns, so I mean, you know, a diagonal.
She did a click and drag.
Probably.
As we just start clicking and dragging around the map.
All the little icons.
All the little icons go zoom, zoom, zoom.
The logistics trio practiced apprentices in the force as Sith warriors and accountants have the zoomies.
I mean, it's Sith. If you can't use your force powers to put on socks and go whee across the floor, then what can you do, huh? Is there anything that anyone wants to do, talk, discuss, explain, ask questions?
Doctor, you were one of Feled's researchers, then?
Yes. Yes. Oh, good. The counteragent. It's clearing my mind a little. Ugh, too much transformation. The neural crip. Is this going to give me force powers?
You'd know better than I, says Sen carefully, but I wouldn't think so.
It's what mine was meant to do.
Oh, no.
That other acolyte, maybe. Someone let the animals out. They were all angry. I used the counteragent. I'm sure I used it. Juya didn't want it. Something went wrong. It's not supposed to do this. It shouldn't do this. It can't do this. I took the parts out. I don't remember how. She slams a fist down on the chair, which makes an extremely... It's possible that she may have just broken the chair. A little.
Your preventative...
I was a genius.
Your preventative cleared your mind. Could this work on someone who was further gone?
I don't know.
We had to kill... We met two acolytes. We had to kill one of them. The other was barely holding on to reason, but still holding on. Did not attack us.
I don't know what happened. Antuxa, occultism, crit success, and computer ops success by 4. Antuxa, what are you doing?
Not interrupting the conversation. I'm rolling for later.
All right, roll for later then.
Okay, what skill do I roll for later? Never mind.
Vodira is shaking her head. The Force Sith are resistant to many things. The Force heals.
Fascinating.
Retained intelligence. It's slipping away. I was a genius and I can barely understand. I can barely read the word swim. It's a genius. The counter agent is slowing it, at least. Holding it back, maybe.
What was the name of the additive?
Mine?
No, I'm asking out of character. Because Ram would remember this.
The Teresian additive.
Teresian additive.
Do you know what the Teresian additive is?
Yes, it's refined from the infectious species there. The rat ghouls.
Your late lord referred to it as a plague.
Yes, it's a plague. It is. They bite.
Before he ended his own life, he'd been infected as well.
They bite.
Well, they certainly made an attempt, yes.
The spit and a claw venom, I think. Mostly the bite. The animals bit us when they got out.
The rat ghoul plague and your serum, they were recombinated. This isn't a case where the animals were dosed with yours and then they got infected.
I don't know when they got infected. Mine shouldn't have done this. I know I fixed it. I can't remember how. It's in the data pad. There were others, but I wasn't infecting them. Those were the lords, the healing serum, for soldiers serum, heal, but infectious healing strength. Mind should have been unaffected.
I think at this point, we should probably switch over to what Ellie whirled for.
Yes, good idea.
And Tuxa is doing research.
And Tuxa has made a couple of successes by 4, computer ops, history, ancient knowledge, and occultism crit. What do you want to know, Antuxa?
First, can I get a look at the preventative?
You can get into the information that was downloaded from the data pad, yes. I do not believe that Sen wanted it to be encrypted in any way.
And second, I'm going to start going through the ancient history notes that I have access to and seeing if there's a reference to anything like this. Ancient knowledge, I mean.
Ancient knowledge. I think there's probably not very much. There's snips and snippets and drips and drabs and things about the force plague that wiped out the Rakata, but that seemed to spread through the force. Maybe. It's a little hard to tell. This appears to be more biology than ancient knowledge is usually interested in, and certain events that would give you a whole lot better information haven't happened yet.
Of course, there's the amulet of Karnismar. I say out of character.
Continue out of character, please, with a crit success occultism. I figure that's going to...
Okay,
yes,
so...
we all learn about that. Oh, no.
The origination of the wreck plague from the Mur Talis.
You're cutting out.
One moment.
Mur Talis was one of the three... was the first of the three great amulets created by the Sith Lord Sorza Sin. Designed for her fellow Lord Karnismar, the talisman had the ability to turn other beings, and then the load. Other beings into mindless thralls that were the possessor's command. It was a powerful object of great antiquity, mentioned in many Sith holocrons dating from before the Golden Age of the Sith. At some time, the talisman was buried in the undersea of the planet Taris, and yes, a lot of, stuff in there. Sith alchemists created it to create thralls, aka Rakghouls, and sustain his essence, granting him spiritual immortality. When his physical body died, the talisman would seek out a powerful force user and act as his vessel and conduit. Honestly, Antuxa, you got a critical occultism. Anything that is not in your future in that Wikipedia fandom page, you can have it.
Okay.
Taris, Rakghoul plague, apparently created with Sith alchemy, Sith force artifact creation.
Well, that's terrifying.
From what you have looked at in the counter agent, and you can also dig through the data pad, which has the trial, the experimental compound for granting or increasing a force power that also appears to be derived from some element of this. She treated it as a purely biological phenomenon. She probably even believes in midichlorians. How strange. You have the probable origins. The whole terrorist part put it together.
Okay. I am going to assemble my notes.
Notes? Assemble! Flutter.
No, that's Ran.
That's Ran.
Yep, that's Ran.
Not currently. I need to meditate some more. Or at least once. Just let me meditate once. No.
And another failure.
I think it can happen by 2.
Yeah. Well, your meditate is 10. Maybe you should be raising your meditate a little.
Ran, how is your meditate worse than my meditate?
Because my telekinesis other is 23.
I am going to go over to the door to the medbay.
All right.
And I don't, the player does not remember this character's name.
The name that you have been digging through is Dr. Vodira. Let me write that down.
Vodira, dear.
Huh?
You're having trouble recalling some things. Is that right?
It's changing my brain.
And may I have permission to go looking to see if I can find something you can't?
Where? What?
In your mind. Some things you can't remember.
I'm contagious.
I don't have to touch you.
Oh. She flops down in the seat. I think I am coherent-ish for a while now. You should time how long it takes between doses to keep me from devolving further.
Transfer
brain,
timer.
Mind. All right. I don't promise that I can avoid resisting, but go ahead and try. I'm going to give you a penalty for hex of negative the hexes between you and her if you can't touch her.
Okay, how many hexes are there between me and her?
If you look at the thing, hang on, I will, since you can see through the video, I will turn.
Hexes would be a smaller number because that's a larger unit of measure.
I will turn these into windows for you.
Okay. I will try and minimize the distance.
I have turned the door into a window as well. She is plopped into the chair, so put her at the very bottom edge of that hex right there, which you can squeeze into. You can probably get like a -1 or -2. You're working through a wall, so that's probably a -1 in there as well, and then call it a -2, I think.
Okay.
For all of the entertaining modifiers.
And I am spending fatigue on this.
Okay.
And I am finding the skill. I rearranged them.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
Oh, wow.
Rand missed a meditate by 6. Crash yells why. And Tuxa makes mind probe by 3. Well, she reflexively, as far as you can tell, attempts to resist.
Everyone
however,
does.
Yes, it was an actual reflexive no, get out of my head, no, but you are in because it her concentration fragments horribly. In other words, she failed an IQ roll to remember not to resist, and then she crit failed her will roll with an 18.
Ooh.
You're in there. You are in.
Sorry, Doc.
Yep. Well, her mind is extremely messed up. The edges are all shattered.
Yeah. I figured about as much.
Yeah. There's probably biological stuff going on in here that is likely to have been problems. And it's 10:15. Soon Crash has to go to bed.
Yes.
So
I am looking for specifically what she did, what modifications she made, and where she got the thing to begin with.
The acolytes brought a dead rat ghoul, very dead, its head was cut off and brought separately in a different box to right. The station, and they started experimenting to see what aspects the reasonably inert rat ghoul plague might have that could be made useful. She took pieces of it that should not have been contagious and spliced in some stuff with the help of one of the acolytes, spliced in some acolyte DNA, basically, to try to make she was using conversion ability of the plague to try to grant force powers to the lab animals. As they were doing some tests, the acolyte wanted to... Basically, the acolyte went zappy-zap, and the monkey lizard apparently had a force breakthrough and things got very confusing and weird and people got bitten. And half the other animals in the lab had also been bitten. And station security and Lord Felid came and killed it. She injected herself and the wounded animals with a counter agent. She tried to offer it to the acolyte who had been helping her. The acolyte refused and went off. Later, there was a lot of chaos and confusion, and she and an engineer got to a safe location. She gave herself another dose of the counter agent and went in a spacesuit to try to wait and see if someone would come quickly. The engineer went to try to do something or other engineer-y. She's forgotten that it'll be hard to dig up.
Okay.
And then she slipped into a coma, basically.
And we arrived just in time.
Pretty much.
Can I find a memory of what specifically she did to the, like, what specific modifications she made to it or what parts she took from it?
You can. It's difficult and you're not sure you understand it. But yes, you can find
the codes. Oh, I don't have to understand it. I just have to be able to reproduce it.
You can find them, and part of what you know is, yes, that's on her data pad. She actually has the notes in that data, and this is what it is, and this is the file you have to find.
Gotcha.
She kept good notes. They were under lock and key, but she just unlocked those when she was doing the download, so...
Synthesis. It's not just for Bob Moog anymore.
And since it's... almost 10:20, and I figure that Crash wants to be able to run things tomorrow. We should probably come to a witty banter point to end off for the evening.
Right. So, to-do list. 1, acquire more raw materials from the station to make more of these preventatives. 2, attempt to give this preventative to the surviving acolyte. Hopefully they're not the one that refused it earlier, or if they are, they've learned the failure of that particular course of action, and invite the hopefully more clear-headed acolyte on board. I'm sure nothing could go wrong with that. 3, get far enough away from the station, with Sen's new ship in tow, of course. 4, and certainly not least, render the station into a cloud of rapidly expanding gas. All in favor?
I have another point to add to that.
Well, let me hit the edit button.
I've got another point to add to that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It would be useful if we figured out if there might be some planets on our way back that might sell us raw materials. So one of us should be looking at the maps.
Buy more raw materials from planets on the way. Check.
On that note...
Right, let's get started on this list next week.
Yes. Thank you all for... Oh, also?
Well, the thing I was hoping to do was aerosolize the preventative.
Oh, clever. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about injecting it if you're breathing it in.
That's probably pretty simple to do. It... might or might not work, but it's doable and worth a try. It will, of course, need more materials.
Yes.
If only we had a doctor that we could, you know, work with about finding out if aerosolizing it is a good idea, is feasible. Not all medications work that way. Socket? No, my phone is not for floor. Your protest is...
Shall we handle... Make a note of that and handle that one next time, Antuxa?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Although, I'm so sorry. There was one more thing I wanted to look up. I can spell the word star.
Well, I apparently cannot spell the word aerosolize.
Well, that one's a tricky one.
Does the ritual shielding stuff have a default?
Let me think.
It's fine if you say no.
I'm trying to decide whether your occultism should actually give you a chance.
There was a crit success.
There was a crit success in occultism recently, yes. I will give you a default, but it's going to be at a -6 if you don't have the skill. Ran finally meditates by 1!
Ran slowly sleeps into the meditation Then, either in Tuxo or Sen, says, "Are you meditating, Ran?"
Ah! After a minute. You get a fatigue back.
No, of course I don't, because I never spent any.
Right, right. I'm going to call a minus six, but to have that, you'll need to succeed in an occultism roll for the shielding, if that sounds thematically appropriate.
A minus six to the occultism roll?
Great occultism, because you have the family background, partly. And a minus six to the ritual shielding, if you don't have ritual shielding yourself as a force ability.
I don't have ritual shielding, so I don't...
Yes.
So what is it default to?
Minus six. Otherwise, you would not get... I don't know. Will, probably.
I have mind shielding.
Oh, mind shielding. Okay, that will help.
I have this
will or mind shielding, whichever one's better.
A bonus.
Okay.
That is a three ones.
That's a better critical success than the last one.
Divine intervention. This is
Sphere
obviously something that you should know.
Sphere of Mysteries is going to come up and want to take and Tuxa's brain into custody.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you have the background. Yeah, okay, yeah, occultism, crit success. Make that penalty to your mind shielding or your will, whichever is higher, a minus four. It's still going to have a penalty, but yes, you know the theory somehow. It's like, oh, right, you remember this. All right, you have the eidetic, they'll do it. And you made it by two. Okay. At the penalized version.
Yes.
You have created a shielding ritual. You can, in fact, be using it. If you want to put a point into it to fix that shielding ritual as a actual skill that will not be at default, you're certainly going to be getting a point for this for the game. So,
yeah, I'm planning to after this session.
Okay, you can. You have synthesized one.
Okay.
Shall we end on that?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you all for playing.
I'm putting a shield around your mind so that...
Oh, clever. That may help. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you had fun. I had fun. I hope everybody else had fun. This is Beth, and I had Crash, I had Ellie, and I had Eo. And does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Well, I hear somebody's mother writes hollow novels.
I wish they were hollow novels. That would be so awesome. I think they're just text. Electronic text. E-novels, even. And you can find them on Holonet at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can find them through Hoopla. But there's another Elizabeth McCoy. I don't know if she's on Hoopla or not. I don't think so. She's certainly on Amazon. And those books aren't mine. Mine would be the ones that have, like, Queen of Roses and Per Ride and Prejudice and Herb Witch. Those are certainly mine. And speaking of things that are mine, not mine, places websites. On the Holonet. Yes, places on the Holonet.
There are many websites, but this one's mine. By this one, I mean aaronbsmith.com, which has a lot of stuff on it, to varying degrees of stuff. In particular, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel will have you find all of these wonderful podcasts that we do. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. It is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And for a change of pace, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming will allow you to help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Beth saying, wow, there's a lot of stuff in her head here. That's awfully... Lots of fascinating stuff, and you understand almost none of it. But yes, she did used to be a genius. The fact that she is this barely capable now, after what it's done to her, you can tell. Good night, everyone.
Good night. See, I haven't seen you around the craft services table. Yes, I'm the giant robot. I don't eat. I'm just here to pick up a sandwich for my friend.
Oh hey! You found the sandwiches!
See, I told you they were over here.
Oh, wow. There's a charcuterie board. They have a charcuterie board. Why don't we have a charcuterie board for our craft services?
Good night.
Night.
Also, has anyone checked the bathroom for our paladin?